A very good day to you. I'm Hank Gross, MidHudsonNews.com. It's Thursday, May 9th. The news today brought to you by the Galleria at Crystal Run. The New York State Police Investigators Association yesterday blasted Ulster County Executive Jen Metzger's response to the police disbursement of pro-Palestinian protesters from the SUNY New Paltz campus last Thursday evening. She believes the police response was an unnecessary show of force, but the Trooper Association called the county executive's comments reckless and uninformed, and they pointed to a few protesters who tossed glass and metal bottles at the police as they approached. In one instance, a state trooper investigator sustained a significant injury when struck by a metal water bottle thrown from a crowd of protesters. Metzger says she would never condone that behavior, but stands by her earlier statement.
It was the size and nature of the response relative to the situation on the ground. One of my biggest concerns was exactly that this kind of disproportionate response would escalate matters.
The troopers' organization, though, said Metzger's inflammatory language, in their words, does nothing more than pander to her far-left anti-police audience, rather than acknowledging that the police did exactly what they're supposed to do in these situations, restore order. The months-long search for a police chief to oversee the part-time village of Millbrook Police Department was ended on Wednesday night. The village trustees voted unanimously to name Fishkill Police Chief Keith Dworkin the man to run the department. Dworkin says that his new part-time position will not interfere with his abilities to serve the residents of Fishkill as their chief, indicating his desire to lead both agencies. According to Millbrook Mayor Tim Kalapi, Dworkin will assume the Millbrook post on June 1st. Dworkin has already been meeting with members of the police department and village leadership to ensure a smooth transition. Rockland County legislators have unanimously adopted a resolution affirming the right to free speech while also strongly condemning the illegal behavior as part of some protests on some U.S. college campuses. The lawmakers are urging students and the public to return to peaceful protests and debates, while also calling on colleges and universities to provide safe learning environments for Jewish and all other students. County Legislature Majority Leader Alden Wolf says the reality of what's taking place on college campuses can't be ignored. Ulster County Area Transit, the county's public mass transit system, is undergoing a route optimization study with the County Transportation Council to look at routes, schedules, and services. County Executive Jen Metzger, who announced the study, said the county will look into ways service can be improved for the public.
The bus doesn't cover the whole county. It covers, you know, a good portion of it, but there are definitely communities left out. And actually, there is a question on this survey that asked residents, are there areas of the county that you would like towns, villages, neighborhoods that you would like to take, that you wish there was bus service for?
Persons wishing to check out the plan and take the survey can log on to participate.ulstercountyny.gov. More news right after this.
Find over 100 retailers allowing you to spend hours shopping safely at the Galleria at Crystal Run. Enjoy the big brands and the diverse selection of family-owned stores all in one location. The Galleria at Crystal Run offers dining options for everyone with Fuji, 110 Grill, Allen's Mediterranean Grill, and Peru Cuisine. Discover the Mid-Hudson Valley's premier shopping, dining, and entertainment destination, the Galleria at Crystal Run. For more information, follow us on Instagram, Facebook, or visit GalleriaCrystalRun.com.
The longtime executive director of the Bardavon, Chris Silva, will retire at the end of the year. He announced yesterday that his 30-year career will come to an end on December 31st. Stephen LaMarca, managing director of theater production, who joined the Bardavon full-time in 1994, will also retire in December. Anne Marie Faust, managing director of finance, who joined the same year as the other two, retired in March. Over the three decades, the team accomplished $22 million and capital renovations to the Bardavon in Poughkeepsie and UPAC in Kingston. National search firm Arts Consulting Group will work with board members and full-time Bardavon employees to hire a new executive director. A 38-year-old Unionville man was sentenced in Orange County Court to 8 years in state prison, followed by 5 years of post-release supervision in connection with his previous guilty plea to burglary. It's alleged that on May 10, 2023, at about noon, Jesse Frank kicked down the door of a tenant in a home in the village of Unionville while armed with a knife. Once inside, he allegedly threatened to kill the occupant and struck the victim near the eye with the weapon. During the struggle, the victim sustained a broken orbital bone and a cut to the hand before being able to run out of the bedroom and flag down a passing motorist who called 911. After Frank was taken into custody, he admitted the incident to the police and said he was attempting to take the victim's eye out. Metro North Inspector General Daniel Court released an audit that found that while concerning levels of risky driving is occurring at Metro North Railroad, the agency has shown oversight improvement following two prior audits into excessive idling by its highway fleet, including cars and SUVs. Congressman Pat Ryan is calling on Verizon to be held accountable for its network of abandoned toxic lead sheathing cables that line the country, including locations across the Hudson Valley. He wrote to Verizon CEO Hans Vestberg and the entire Verizon board in regard to a shareholder proposal that would require the company to publicly disclose all locations impacted by lead cables and suggest the most responsible and cost-effective way to remediate the sites that pose a risk to the public. A late Tuesday afternoon fire under an outside porch on a building at 238 First Street in the city of Newburgh spread into the structure, but firefighters had the bulk of it extinguished in a little over a half hour. Fire officials say it broke out just before 5 p.m. It was a two-alarm fire. The cause is under investigation. The Sullivan County Sheriff's Office has started a safety initiative along Route 17B in Monticello. Sheriff's Deputy Stephen Senatore said he wants motorists to be aware of how they're driving. We're looking for any erratic operation, whether it's speeding or crossing over the center lines or the white lines, unsafe passing, and anything that can cause bad accidents, he said. Senatore set up his radar unit outside Monticello Raceway, and within 5 minutes, someone was clocked doing 60 miles an hour in a 45-mile-an-hour zone and was issued a summons. Senatore has seen horrible accidents. I've seen cars folded up to where they're unrecognizable, he said. As the summer driving season approaches, Sheriff Mike Schiff wants to make sure that driving in Sullivan County is safe for everyone. I'm Hank Gross, MidHudsonNews.com. The news today brought to you by the Galleria at Crystal Run.